Josh Verbanitz is here. Hello.
Hello.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
And we'll talk a little bit about Josh, what he's been up to. You've got a nice audience here.
Wonderful.
You ready
crowd.
To hear Josh play? They're set. Thumbs up.
Oh, these, okay, good, excellent. Yeah, for a minute I thought they were foe, not friend.
Oh,
they're
no.
friendly.
Oh, they're friendly.
Wow.
They see a guy with a guitar. They're into it.
It's the beard. It's got to be the... Well, there's beards all around.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
got a beard. I don't know if you had a beard last time I was here.
Everyone's got beards. Let's see. Is anybody 10?
Who's 10?
10. Anybody 11? 9?
Oh, there we
8?
Go.
8? Okay, everyone's 9 or 10. And these are... You're from Gibsonia, right? These are Girl Scouts that are going to be visiting us...
up Route 8.
A little later.
Oh, boy. Okay, sure. I'm
familiar. Without further ado... Let's get to some music because they certainly want to hear you. Here
okay,
is
okay. Sure.
Josh Verbanitz.
I'll even beatbox for them if that's okay.
For all the tea that there is in Regina and all the things that you find in my own, I'm leaving now, and I'm leaving in silence. I'm going now, where my family's gone. Leave all the tea that there is in Regina, and all the needles are sticking in your arms. Come on with me, cause I found the Messiah to save us from Satan and all of his charms. Let Jesus into your life. 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 Life. And all the needles are sticking your arms. He wouldn't want you to perish in fire. He wouldn't want you to go it alone. I feel it now in your heart. I see it now in your face. He wouldn't want you to perish in fire. And wouldn't you know he can fix you? Let Jesus into your life. 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 Life. Life.
Josh Verbanitz.
Why, thank
I just
you,
told
guys.
Ricky, you want to come in and listen? You can come in and
Plenty
listen.
Plenty of room.
I see a piano bench here some of you can sit on, and we'll make a little live audience for Josh. And how have you been?
I've been well. It's been good. It's good to see you. It's been a while, huh?
It's been, we were talking off the air probably 2.5 years or so.
I think so. Yeah.
I can't believe it's been that long. How is Meeting of Important People, which is Josh's group?
Very well. The last time I was in, it was right when we were sort of starting. It was, I think, at that point, it was still kind of a joke band. Not that it's any less of a joke band now, but we've done a lot of stuff. We've worked really hard in the last 2 years. You know, we've gotten on a small label based out of LA. We've had placements. Songs have been placed in TV. We've gotten to travel a little bit. We got to play CMJ. We've had wonderful opportunities to open for artists that have visited Pittsburgh and elsewhere.
That's great. You seem really happy this morning. I mean, you always seem happy.
Oh, but, I'm the perfect picture of happiness. Yeah.
No, you. Well,
thank you.
You just do it. It seems like things have been going well, all in all.
Things are fun. I feel like this is a therapy session right now, maybe. But yeah, things are okay. I appreciate you. Yeah, things have been very well.
And
very well.
Expand on that. How have they? I won't do too much.
We have a young audience here. We got to watch out.
Oh, no, that's good. Hey, we're going to hear another song. And then after we hear the song, I'll let you, if you want to ask Josh a question, you can.
Just start thinking now.
So you can start thinking.
Start thinking hard.
And what would you like to play next?
Let me do this. You know, you know about Pitchfork, right? Pitchfork being that very influential website.
Actually, I don't.
Pitchfork is a publication website.
You know about it? Oh, or no, you're waving the...
Oh, she's waving the... So I thought maybe she knew about Pitchfork. Anyway, it's this real influential thing. It's like the new... to get famous, you have to be really big on Pitchfork.
Is it like the Saturday Evening Post? You have to get this back to my era, or Look magazine.
Well, it's like the new hip way to find out about a modern indie band.
Oh, okay. This is like the Gutenberg thing. Or, sure. I'm just trying to think of ways.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could compare it to something like
or
that.
Or the Dumont Network.
It's almost like the new it's almost like the new modern way of how a band breaks is they get big on this on Pitchfork.
Like Tumblr and app.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can still play. I talked about the Knitting Factory this morning. So I'm getting.
And those last guys were amazing, by the way. They played a song that sounded like the Friday the 13th theme song.
Oh, the Montgomery Quartet.
It was incredible. It sounded like the Friday the 13th Part One score.
This song and Pitchfork.
It's a fake Pitchfork song because to be a band that's popular on Pitchfork, you have to scream off the microphone and you have to have a lot of shakers and stuff like that, you know. And these are the bands that break very big right now. So we intentionally wrote a song that would sound much like a Pitchfork song. So
I think I know why I hadn't heard of the website.
Right, of course. No, hey, I'm not ragging on it at all.
No,
we want to get rich and be big and be on Pitchfork. So this song was designed to be a fake Pitchfork song. And you need to imagine, maybe you guys can imagine in your head like like shakers and stuff the whole time. Yeah, stuff like that. And I'm gonna yell off the mic like I'm in the Arcade Fire or something.
She called me up the other night. The only way to make it right. She took me out and took me off. All the money said, whoa, whoa, whoa. With all those innocents abroad and all those innocents abound, she gave it up and gave it straight. All the money said, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Everybody go, whoa.
Oh.
Pitchfork song.
I actually like that, Josh. It's good. Have you put that up there on Pitchfork?
We haven't even recorded that yet. No, I should clarify. So Pitchfork, it sounds like I'm ragging on them or something. Pitchfork is a website that reviews new bands, that reviews hip, modern indie bands. You know, that kind of thing.
Ricky's going to sneak by you because there's even more girls that want to see you. It's amazing. There's a Girl Scout troop visiting us today, but they're big Josh Verbanitz fans.
And I hear that right now it's not cookies, but it's like peanuts or something? Or what are you guys selling right now?
Everybody's selling something. Everybody is. I think it's still cookies.
Is it still cookies right now?
Now, does anybody want to ask Josh a question? Did anybody? Okay, everybody does.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me your name.
My name is Abby.
Hi, Abby.
How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
And what would you like to ask Josh?
How long have you been singing for?
Oh, well, this morning I haven't been singing for long enough, if you can tell, because it sounds like I just woke up, huh? But, no, I don't know. I sang, probably my whole life, I guess, in the car with my dad would put on the radio, you know? I don't know. Do people still listen to the radio? Do you guys listen to the radio?
I hope so.
Do you know what a radio is? And my mom and dad would sing in the car, and I would kind of sing with them. And I even that first song that I sang, I know it had the word Jesus in it. I would sing in church a little bit at the time. You know, I used to go to church a bit. I've been singing probably since I was your age or earlier.
That's a good question, Abby. What's your name?
My name is Amanda.
And how old are you?
I'm 10.
And what were you going to ask?
Did you like take lessons to learn how to play guitar?
Yeah, I did. I'm almost embarrassed to say because a lot of people are self-taught. You know, my parents were really supportive. My dad knew a couple chords. He taught me like that, and he taught me like that. You know, and then he realized that's all I can teach you. I don't know anything else. So they took me to get lessons for a couple years. But you know, I don't claim to be a very good guitar player. So I'd say if you're gonna take lessons early. Take them while you can, please, as early as you can.
That's another good question. Do either of you have a question? What's your name?
My name's Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
I'm 9 years old. And how long when did you start singing?
When did I start singing? Let's see. Well, let me think even better about that, because the first time I sang in front of people, I remember I was so nervous. It was when I was in junior high school. So I'm probably like 5 years older than you guys. So you guys already look brave. You look like you could sing right now. You could get up in front of a big crowd and sing, and there'd be no problem.
So he was in middle school.
I was in middle school the first time I sang in front of people, and I still get – I haven't gotten any better since then, I don't think.
In terms of being nervous or in
no,
terms of –
I'm kind of kidding. I don't claim to be a good singer or a good guitar player, but I do claim to be able to figure out songs easily. So if there's any songs anybody wants to hear or that they want to sing along with, we can figure them out real fast. If there's anything that you come up with, we'll try to figure it out.
Tell me your name, and I'll go ahead and ask your...
My name's Courtney, and I'm 10.
Hello.
How'd you get started? Like, who got you started on being a guitar and singer?
American Idol. No, I'm kidding. I was never on American Idol. I started because I heard so much good music when I was growing up. I got excited about really old rock and roll, the kind of rock and roll that maybe your mom and dad like. And I also got excited about the rock and roll that was popular at the time, you know, the popular stuff on the radio and that all the other kids my age liked. And it made me want to try to do that myself, you know, at first I tried to imitate other guitar players. I'd hear, you know, the guy in Nirvana and I'd try to copy him, that kind of thing. So who would you try to copy now if you were going to try to play or sing? Who would be somebody that you'd want to sing like?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Who were you going to say?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, she's good. And these are all very good singers, aren't they?
Yeah.
The people that I heard were not very good singers like that, which is why I turned out the way I did, I think. So you guys have good influences, it sounds like.
We'll give you guys a chance to ask some questions, you girls a chance to ask some questions in a minute. Josh Verbanitz is here on the Saturday Light Brigade. It's a wonderful, divine... what do we call this? The stars are in alignment. You've got an audience of Girl Scouts here from Gibsonia.
Familiar to dozens. Yeah, it's true.
And,
this is great.
Josh, what do you want to do next?
I don't know. I'll tell you what I can do. I can do, let's see. I can do like an old-timey song that we can all kind of, but it's long. Oh.
Well, you've got some radio time here. Is it a...
I'll sing it for a little bit. It's you know, Froggy Went A-Courting and He Did Ride.
You guys know that? Froggy Went A-Courting and He Did Ride.
It's a very popular song.
Froggy went according to
I'll sing as many verses until we get really bored of it.
Okay.
We'll make this an experiment in boredom.
Okay, you guys should feel free to sing along. If you don't know it, you'll get it.
But I wasn't kidding when I said if there's a specific song that you guys want to hear that you know that's like a popular song or something, and we have time and it's okay with Larry, we could try to figure it out real fast. But I'm going to do that. I'll play this song real fast, I promise. And actually, can I get a little more vocal in the headphones if possible? Or just a little more. Oh, that's great. Thank you.
A little more me in the headphones.
A little more of everything. Froggy went courting and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went courting and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went courting and he did ride with a sword and a pistol by his side, uh-huh. Well, he rode right up to Miss Mousie's door, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mousie's door, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mousie's door, gave three loud raps and a very loud roar, uh-huh. Said, Miss Mouse, are you within, uh-huh? Said, Miss Mouse, are you within, uh-huh? Said, Miss Mouse, are you within? Yes, counselor, I sit and spin, uh-huh. Well, he took Miss Mousie on his knee, uh-huh. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, uh-huh. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me, uh-huh. Without my Uncle Rat's consent, uh-huh. Without my Uncle Rat's consent, uh-huh. Without my Uncle Rat's consent, I wouldn't marry the president, uh-huh. Uncle Rat laughed and he shook his fat sides, uh-huh. Uncle Rat laughed and he shook his fat sides, uh-huh. Uncle Rat laughed and he shook his fat sides to think Miss Mouse would be a bride, uh-huh. Well, Uncle Rat laughed and he went downtown, uh-huh. Uncle Rat went running downtown, uh-huh. Uncle Rat went running downtown to buy his niece a wedding gown, uh-huh. Where should the wedding supper be, uh-huh? Where should the wedding supper be, uh-huh? Where should the wedding supper be? Way on yonder in the hollow out tree, uh-huh. Well, what should the wedding supper be, uh-huh? What should the wedding supper be, uh-huh? What should the wedding supper be? A fried mosquito and a bald out bee, uh-huh. Well, the first to come in was Mrs. Cow, uh-huh. First to come in was Mrs. Cow, uh-huh. First to come in was Mrs. Cow. She tried to dance, but she didn't know how, uh-huh. Well, the next to come in was a tiny black moth, uh-huh. Next to coming was a tiny black moth, uh-huh. Next to coming was a tiny black moth. He laid out the wedding cloth, uh-huh. Well, the next to coming was Junebug, uh-huh. I told you it was long. Next to coming was Junebug, uh-huh. Well, the next to coming was Junebug. She brought the water jug, uh-huh. Now here's the scary part. Well, the next to come in was a big gray cat, uh-huh. Next to come in was a big gray cat, uh-huh. Next to come in was a big gray cat. He ate up the rat and swallowed the rat, uh-huh. Should have been mouse and rat. Mr. Frog went a-running up over the brook, uh-huh. Mr. Frog went running up over the brook, uh-huh. Mr. Frog went running up over the brook when a lily white duck came and swallowed him up. Uh-huh. Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. Uh-huh. Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. Uh-huh. Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. If you want to hear more, gotta sing it yourself. Uh-huh. It's a sad wedding song, but it started nice, right? It started happy.
Nice song.
Yeah.
Nice song. That's Josh Verbanitz at the Saturday Light Brigade. Do any of you want to say hello or ask Josh a question? All the questions, may. Why don't you come up to this yellow microphone?
So many questions. Oh, my gosh.
And just make sure you're sort of pointing, you know, put your mouth kind of in front. There you go. What's your name?
I'm Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And what would you like to ask Josh?
What made you sing children's music instead of writing your own songs?
I think that's a good question. You do a little bit of both, though, right?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Well, right now I just thought I'd sing that song because it's kind of silly, and I thought it would make you guys laugh, and it failed miserably. No, I'm kidding. No, I do write my own songs. In fact, the first couple songs, I usually joke about it and make it seem like, well, this is a fake song or something. I act like I don't take it very seriously. But I do write my own songs. A lot of the first couple songs that I played were songs that I made up. But I also do play children's music, or I'll play any kind of music, you know, anything anybody wants to hear.
That's a great question. You can step up to the blue microphone, you can, and then one of you can come up to the yellow one. What's your name and what's your question?
I'm Casey, and I wanted to know if you play anything other than a guitar.
I do, actually, yeah. Probably about as well as this. Yeah, I play the bass guitar. Do you know the bass? It's like the real low, boom, 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 real low guitar. I play drums also. Drumming, I never took a lesson. I'm self-taught. I learned how to figure out how to play drums. My uncle helped me buy a drum kit years and years ago.
That's nice. Your uncle was in that song, too.
My uncle Rat, Reginald R. Rat.
Yeah, wouldn't let you marry the president.
Wouldn't, yeah, of course not.
Or the person.
As hard as
song.
I tried. As hard as that protagonist of the song. Protagonist tried.
What's your name and question?
I'm Nikita, and what's your favorite song to sing?
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
What's your favorite song to sing?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I have no idea.
This is like a job interview. Yeah. You're going to answer with a question. I'm trying to think of my favorite song.
You know, that probably changes.
Probably
depending.
God Bless America, I think.
Are you serious?
No.
Star Spangled Banner.
Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada, that's right, yeah.
I don't know how I would answer that question. That's a really, really good question.
See, our band, right now I'm playing an acoustic guitar, you guys can see, but our band is like a loud electric band. We play loud electric rock and roll, you know? We sound like, I don't know what we sound like, but we play loud abrasive rock and roll music, you know? So sometimes I like to sing songs where I get to yell and scream a whole bunch into the microphone. Makes it kind of fun. But right now I'm trying to sing, you know, tastefully. So,
does anybody else have a question or want to say hello? Go ahead. Say your name, too.
My name is Maddie.
Hello.
How many songs did you write?
Oh, wow. Now this is
how
like my
prolific have you been? What is your output?
Checking my credentials. I'll be honest. I've probably written a whole bunch of songs, and I almost wouldn't even say I've written them, because a lot of people, the way they write a song is they sit down and they try to write a song. They say, I'm going to try to write a song. Okay, now I need, what's the next part? Okay, that sounds good. And then that's how they write a song. They actually sit there and they write. But for me, I've always kind of just walked around, and little pieces of songs would start to pop into my head. You know, like maybe you would say something to me. You'd say, hi, how are you today? And I would repeat it in my head over and over, and I'd walk away, you know, and an hour later I'd realize, wow, I'm singing that like a little melody. That became a song, you know.
So you're composing, but not necessarily writing it down.
Yeah, when I say how many songs have I written, I almost feel like, I'm not really writing songs. I'm just kind of making them up, you know what I mean? I almost feel like saying that I wrote a song is even higher than what I'm doing. I just kind of have made them up as I've gone along. And I've probably made up 100 songs maybe in my life, you know,
wow.
So far. Yeah, a whole bunch.
Have you
made up a song? Is anybody here?
No.
No songs? No?
Oh, I'll bet you have. You've made up a
Everybody's
song
made up,
before?
You know, in the car or something.
Oh, I have, but usually I just make them up and then forget them.
Oh, I see.
I do that,
John
too.
Lennon had that problem. He really did.
Yeah. So you're Abby, right?
Yeah.
Wow, you good memory.
Do you remember any that you made up?
No.
I still make up some songs every now and then. But did everyone get a chance to talk that
I
wanted
didn't.
To? Oh, well, good. I had a feeling. I like your hairband. Very bejeweled. What's your name?
My name is Rachel.
And how old are you?
I'm 9.
And what would you like to ask the Josh Verbanitz?
What is your favorite song artist?
My favorite song artist. Wow. Okay. Let me think about
Justin
that.
Bieber. We've Justin, heard about Taylor Swift.
Lady Gaga. And I'm not making fun. I like...
Actually, Lady Gaga is very talented.
Yeah. I'm not making fun of a lot of... Some guys would be in here right now and they'd be talking down to you and they'd be saying, ha, 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 the music that you listen to is so silly and beneath me. But I actually like a lot of the stuff. I wasn't kidding when I said, oh, I like... Mm-hmm. I think Carrie Underwood's a good singer. I think that Justin Bieber is a good singer, you know? But what did you ask me? You asked me who my favorite... song artist is. Oh boy. Well, I like the Beatles, and I like a lot of old bands like that, the Beatles and the Stones. I like what's a good modern? I like a lot of local music. There's a lot of great local bands that I like that you guys might know about. I like a band called Denora that's actually from Gibsonia, where you guys are from. You might know Denora. I like a whole Lohio. A bunch of good friends have great local bands that I like just as much as any old rock and roll band, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, they're commercially successful bands that people know all over the world. Some of them have a lot of talent. Some of them...
Like the Led Zeppelin.
You know, maybe like otherwise, but there's lots of local people that make amazing music, too. That was a good question, Rachel.
That's very
Thanks.
Thought-provoking, yeah.
I think we have time for one more, probably. We've got about 6 minutes of radio time left. This has gone really fast, Josh.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Again, I appreciate it.
It's really fun to have everybody here. And I want to be sure, are you playing anywhere soon that we should mention?
We have a few fun shows. Yeah, we're playing two kind of bar shows. Well, that's not true. We have a show on December 30th at the Thunderbird Cafe.
Cool. Yeah, we should mention those, too. Yeah. So December 30th at the Thunderbird, that is a...
It's a Thursday night. It's New Year's Eve. It's a rock. Mm-hmm. It's a rock and roll show. It's a 21 and over rock and roll kind of garage rock show.
Excellent.
Full band. On New Year's Eve, though, we're having like a family show. We're playing. WYEP has asked us to play as part of their first night gathering. They have a first night event downtown that families
Great.
Can come to. So on New Year's Eve, that's that. And then in the New Year, January 15th, we're honored. The Warhol Museum asked us to open for Dean and Britta.
Well-known
indie act, you know.
Excellent.
So we'll play a lot of stompy, clappy songs, you know, try to get a whole house of people.
Now, girls, we're going to show you the whole radio station and how it all works after we're off the air. But feel free while you're still in here to clap and stomp and do anything. I don't know what Josh is going
to
play. But
I don't know either. I have to think for a second now.
You're welcome. You don't. Well, you should do what you want to do.
Let's see.
And can I thank you for being here?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me.
Yeah,
thanks
it's
to
a pleasure.
Thanks to all you guys.
And we've linked to Meeting of Important People's website. And I hope Josh's gentle nature and talent come through as you listen today. He's really a great,
the gentle
great artist.
Giant. That's right. I'm trying to think of a good song to play for everybody that isn't bizarre, you know?
Yeah, you can play. Aim High. It's okay.
Okay, here's one. This is kind of a scary song. This is a good Halloween song. But we're all. What's the youngest person in the room? We heard 9, right? Well, the last song had devouring of animals and stuff, so it's not like this is any worse. I don't think this is. Okay. Well, this is just a little little spooky song.
We were out having a good time. Running through a cemetery, we hopped on a grave and we flipped it with the caretaker's digging equipment.
There you go, yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah, we were all having a great time. We kicked through a floral arrangement. I spray paint my tag on a gravestone and smash a mausoleum window.
Keep going.
Now we're hearing voices in our heads. We went to the doctor and the doctor said, we're gonna have to put you on something.
You guys are great. You're keeping me in time. Thank you.
Now that we're on medication and take assistance from the nation, our folks say we're all being stupid. Maybe we're just losing through it, but still we're hearing voices in our heads. We
went to the doctor and we did what he said. But still we're hearing voices gone. Something, 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 something.
This is the hard part.
I wanna shake the hand of the man, shake the hand of the man, shake the hand of the man, shake the hand of the let me shake the hand of the man, 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 shake the hand of the man.
There's no way to draw out a clap, or we could all do like a long clap at the end. Yeah.
Man,
that's it. Thank you, guys.
Very
thank
good, you. Josh Verbanitz. Cheers for him.
Thanks so much.
Hey, Josh, thank you for being with us. And thanks to our Girl Scouts from Gibsonia.
Yeah,
and we'll get a chance to meet them a little later on.